This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skipper.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're reporting today on two countries where armed groups are using hostages as political weapons. The first is Iraq, where American journalist Jill Carroll is being displayed on videotape. Her kidnappers say they'll kill her tomorrow unless all women prisoners in Iraq are freed. Today, Iraqi officials called for the U.S. to release half a dozen female detainees. The Iraqis say it's a routine request not related to the abduction.
Jill Carroll was working for the Christian Science Monitor when she was kidnapped almost 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, the Monitor's Washington bureau chief, David Cook, appealed for her release.
The Monitor joins with Jill's family and with journalism colleagues around the world in calling for Jill's captors to return her unharmed to her family. The Monitor is undertaking strenuous efforts on Jill's behalf, taking advantage of every opportunity we have at our disposal.
Members of an American Muslim group, the Council on American Islamic Relations, are also pleading for Jill Carroll's freedom, and they're on their way to Baghdad to do it.